to Sylvia after the dust settled. After I had cancer, but before my diagnosis. After I left him, but before he initiated the eviction to remove me and his daughter from our rent-stabilized apartment. I didn't know that the unknown that swallowed me like the darkness of Fontagom would be my greatest gift, its freedom more complete than that of animals running, painted on prehistoric walls in ochre, oxide, charcoal. I ran out of that apartment, that neighborhood, out from 2 decades of captivity. You would have thrived had you been able to make it through that London winter. Had you held on long enough to not kneel in your kitchen or bow your bent head into the open door of the oven, you would have walked out to the green fields of Primrose Hill, the children tucked in their warm coats to walk towards spring. Had you not been so exhausted and alone, you could have held their small hands to watch the tulips emerge from the ground in green spring. White, pink, yellow. You could have showed them the huge Rembrandt bulbs, cream petals, edged with your favorite shade of red.